On Saturday, the scenic hills of Eureka Springs will be filled with runners participating in the 29th annual Victorian Classic. The event is hosted by the Rotary Club of Eureka Springs, and proceeds will benefit various local organizations. Rotarians Autumn Hudgens and Nicole Hoppel say the event appeals to athletes and philanthropists alike.
Well, I'll speak on behalf of a runner, because that's how I became involved, that the course is definitely a challenge. Now, when I started running, I was in athletic, but wasn't certainly anticipating Eureka Hills. And that's what I hear a lot on the path of people that are outside of the area, what a challenge it is. It's one of the hardest races in Arkansas. So from that point of view, why it's still going, because it does draw a lot of interest because of the competitive nature of the course. On behalf of the Rotary Club, or the reasons that I think it's such a worthwhile cause, because it does benefit the Echo Clinic, which is the Eureka Springs Free Health Clinic, and Carroll County Food Bank this year is a new beneficiary of the proceeds. So it goes to our local organizations here in Carroll County.
Yeah, it's very community-minded. I mean, that's all the profits go back to local nonprofits in need. So none of the money goes to any overhead or cost of personnel.
Hoppel explains the Eureka Springs Rotarians added to this year's list of beneficiaries so they could help out more local residents.
Our board looks at it every year, and we have supported Echo in the past, and we noticed, did realize that there is a growing need through the food banks, and so we decided to sort of spread the profits out amongst more residents of the community, and so decided to include all three of them this year.
Hudgens adds that the event is a great way to unite local residents.
I feel it is a community event, and certainly on behalf of where I work, and I would say Nicole as well, mine's Cornerstone Bank and Nicole's St. John's Hospital, that it's a community event, and it brings the community together in all types of forms and fashions. You know, we have people from competitive runners to people that are in wheelchairs and walking because they've started a New Year challenge or something like that, you know, so it really brings out the camaraderie that you have in your community and be able to benefit the food banks and the clinic that we have here locally. So I would say, you know, community-minded, taking out where we work and what we do for a living, it's because we love our community and the citizens here.
The start and finish of the race will be located at the Best Western Inn of the Ozarks. A wine and cheese social will be held in conjunction with the pre-registration packet pickup from 4 to 6 o'clock Friday night at the Inn of the Ozarks Convention Center. Pre-registration will continue at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. The entry fee is $25, and the race will begin at 9 a.m. The Eureka Springs Historical Museum is hosting its annual Super Soup Luncheon following the race. More information is available at eurekarotary.org.